Welcome aboard, Paulding County. It's another edition of My Sports right here every Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for spending piece of your morning with me. We're chatting a whole week's worth of Paulding County athletics. No show last week. I had some family in town, had a really quick turnaround to work on Saturday, so no show last week, which means we have a ton of football that we have to talk about this week. This show will be jam-packed with football. We'll also talk some volleyball, but first and foremost, we need to get to our guests. Yes, I said guests. Two guests coming on the show here this morning. We'll start with a Paulding assistant coach. He is Peyton Beckman, myself and Peyton. We're talking all things Paulding Panther football coming up next. And then after Peyton, we'll have Tim Cobsey from one of our fantastic sponsors, a staple in Paulding County and a staple on this show, from Paulding County Economic Development. We're talking to Tim Cobsey about all the happenings around Paulding County. So Peyton Beckman, assistant for Paulding, Tim Cobsey coming up after that. We'll talk last night, full slate of games in the Green Meadows Conference, Paulding, Antwerp, Wayne Trace, everything in between. And, of course, some volleyball we have to get to as well. And then later on, we'll wrap it all up with our MySports.live slate of games. And then, of course, the best thing that I saw in sports all week. All that and plenty more coming up, whoever you are. And whoever you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Paulding County, stay with me. We're back after this on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back here on My Sports. We're talking a whole bunch of Paulding football, and we are doing so this morning with one of the assistant coaches for Paulding, and he is Peyton Beckman. Peyton, first and foremost, man, thanks for taking some time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for all the coverage you do for Paulding County.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know as well as anybody, this has been a blast to cover the Paulding Panthers this year. So are you enjoying being on staff?
Absolutely. Last year was my first year on staff. This year is my, obviously, second year coaching football, and then this is my first year teaching. So there's a lot of great energy right now at Paulding Exempted Village Schools.
Peyton, let's talk from last season to this season. Obviously, this team has been a blast to watch, like I mentioned, but is so talented and so fast on the field. What were the focal points for this team in the offseason to get them to where they are now?
So this team had a business-like approach from as soon as we started in May till we amped it up 2 days starting in August. These guys were talking 10-0, and they knew that they were a couple plays away from a very good season last year. I mean, you take away the Fairview game last year, you're one play away from beating them in a hurricane, it felt like. And then same with Tenora. That was like 3 minutes ago in the ball game. They had a deep pass that fell right in between two of our guys' laps. So these guys knew what they wanted, and they talked about 10-0 all off season. Their habits, what they were doing in practice, in the weight room, and extra work on the game field, the practice field, just by themselves, they'd go up and get extra work in. That really shown like they were serious about going 10-0 this year.
And I've brought this up a few times now, Peyton, but a few years ago when I talked to Coach Menzie and he took over the program, he said, first and foremost, I am going to implement a conditioning program and a strength program. And we saw it throughout the first few years of that really paying off. But I think this year, Peyton, I mean, these guys are bigger, they are faster, they are stronger, and they're dominating right now.
We know that we have so much work still to do to reach their goals of the whole 10-0 GMC Conference Championship. With these kids have really bought in. Like you said, Coach Menzie's weight room program, conditioning program, they've done a really good job of buying into that. I can recall, you know, some kids go after a basketball practice or baseball practice, still continuing to go up and make sure they get their lifts in for football. So they have really been bought into the system that Coach Menzie implemented. Now you're saying it's paying to fruition here this season.
One guy that we've seen grown a ton, obviously, senior quarterback Colton Hunt. Peyton, can you give us kind of an inside look on what you've seen from him and how he's grown throughout his years at Paulding?
Absolutely. Colt started as a freshman some games. Him and Jake Fife were splitting the time, and then he got the reins late in that season. And he's kind of, you know, grown each year. And this year, he's added another element to his game, and it's running the football. He was our leading rusher against Hicksville. They were dropping 8 guys. So you have to be, with our pass game being so explosive, our running back and our quarterback has to be able to use their legs to run the football. And Colt has been doing that such a great job this year. His deep ball has gotten so much better with the speed we had. You have to get the ball out on time because those guys will outrun your arm. So he's done a very good job. Hey, those guys are fast. Let's just get them out, get it to them in space. And so he's starting to really understand defenses, cover 2, cover 3, 4, whatnot. What are the defenses trying to show him? Nothing's really confusing him up to this point of the season. He's done a really good job of making sure doing his homework at home, and then coming to practice with a lot of questions. And then he's helping younger brother Ridge, who's a sophomore along. So he's been a really great leader for us. That's the one thing that has really struck me this year, is his ability to run the football, but it's also his vocalness. And now he's the voice in the huddle, and he's taken that leadership role on.
Well, you mentioned the run game. Another thing that I've been really impressed with this year for Paulding, and it's Avery Cooper, who's brought a ton of balance to this lineup. How's he grown into the RB1?
Yeah, Avery's done a great job, and he started for us last year. And, you know, this year it's kind of tough. He's not getting as many touches as he did last year because of our passing game so effective. But he's doing such a great job. The little things that won't show up in the box score, it's the pass protection that he's given Colt. He steps up and picks up a blitzer, but he's also done a really good job with his vision and getting outside and reading. Our receivers have done a great job blocking for him this year. That's something that they really worked on this offseason, is, you know, we got to be better blockers out on the outside for Avery, because, you know, you guys get a lot of glory on the receiving, but make sure we're helping Avery to get his yard. So I credit him. I mean, he hasn't came in asking for the ball more, you know. When his time's there, he runs really, really hard for us, and it's making our offense really kind of tough to stop when you got a running back like him with our pass game. You know, that's a real problem for some teams.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Peyton. I actually mentioned that a few weeks ago on the broadcast about how unselfish this team, with so many playmakers on the outside. I mean, you have so much speed. But to my point, I think it was actually against Hicksville where Blake Roanhouse didn't see a touch through the first lot of minutes of the game, if it wasn't maybe until the second quarter. But what he was doing was springing holes open on the outside for your running back to be able to get to the second level.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the one thing we've kind of talked about with our guys, is like, hey, we were a couple plays away from last year from having a really good season. Don't leave any doubt this year. So, like, play snap, one snap to whistle, and we talked to our receivers, no block, no rock. So they've really took pride in it. They've really took pride in it, and our receiving coaches do such a great job of practicing it. I mean, every week we practice blocking. And so, because if you've watched us, we throw a lot of, you know, some screens out there where they have to block for each other. So Jordan better expect Blake to block for him, and Blake better expect Jordan to block. And it's the whole receiving room.
I need to go back a few weeks, and we need to talk about the win against Fairview. Obviously, a monster win for Paulding, really propelled them, you know, through the next week against Edgerton, and then the blowout victory against Hicksville. What was going on the sideline during that game? So myself and Brady, to preface this, we had just wrapped up the Wayne Trace game, and I was standing at midfield, and we were watching MySports.live, and then I hopped in the car, listened to Kenny Stabler on WKSD. What in the world happened in that last minute, and what was going on the sidelines?
Oh, man, that was a fun one. That really, once Fairview went down and took the lead, it's like, man, we've outplayed these guys for 3.5 quarters, and here they are taking it right back. You know, we deserve to win that game, and luckily, you know, big-time players make big-time plays and big-time moments, and it took Blake Roanhouse's 4th down catch. Okay, that wasn't an easy catch. It was, you know, it was low. He had a dive, go get it. It was 4th and 10. So Blake kept the drive alive. And I think the play that will go unnoticed through that whole drive. So Colt, he threw one up, and it was almost intercepted. Jordan Manns turned around and became a DB and knocked it out of the Fairview defender's hand. And then that led right into 2 plays later, Jalen's post that went for 53 yards, I believe. So, yeah, so that was a whole team win. That was exciting. That was fun. But it was very good because we turned around the next week and we knew we had a very good Edgerton team. It was next pink game mentality. They didn't really dwell on that Fairview win. much when it came Monday. So that was a very, very fun one for the community, for the school, and for our kids.
And real quick, you mentioned them. Let's talk about Jordan and Jalen Manns, both offensively and defensively. Boy, these guys have stepped up in a big way. I mean, we were talking off air. How do you replace Jack Woods? Well, hey, Jalen Manns is not a bad option whatsoever, but both of these guys have some incredible side-to-side speed and are both big playmakers.
Yeah, they have a lot of, you know, God-given abilities. But the one thing that people won't know or might not know about these guys without being around them every day is how good of kids they are. We got a lot of great kids on our team, but these kids, you know, with all their athletic ability and, you know, starting to get publicized in newspapers and stuff like that, they still will look you in the eye and say, yes, coach. They still will take coaching. They don't know everything in the world. They know that. But the makings of a really good football team is your best players have to be the hardest workers. And we have that with those two. Those two are nonstop. So those are great leaders for not our football team, but for our school. And I can't say enough about Jordan, Jalen, obviously Blake, Cole, the whole team. Mm-hmm. It's really fed off of Jordan and Jalen. It's tough for high school kids. You know, they start getting this glamour and the credit. Most high school kids might shut down and like, I know what I got to do. But these kids, they come in with questions every Monday about film. And they're asking questions on the practice field and Friday night. So they are extremely coachable.
Well, Peyton, thanks so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. Best of luck going forward. And, hey, we're pulling for you guys.
Hey, appreciate it, Pete. Thanks again for all you do, and thanks for the time.
Absolutely. This has been an assistant coach for the Paulding Panthers, Peyton Beckman. We're talking Paulding football, and we'll have our second guest on, Tim Copsey, coming up from Paulding County Economic Development. All that and plenty more coming up next right here on my 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
And we're back here on My Sports, as promised, joined by one of our great sponsors at Paulding Economic Development, Tim Copsey. Tim, thanks so much for taking some time today, man. I really appreciate it.
Pete, it's always good to catch up with you and talk Paulding County economic development and Paulding County sports.
Yeah, let's start on the sports side because, man, these Paulding Panthers, they look pretty darn good this year, Tim. Have you been able to catch some games?
I have not seen them live, but that's the beauty of MySports.live. After you watch a game, or you can always catch up, whether it's during the week or after the game. And, man, what a team they've got going this year.
Man, you said that for me. I don't have to say that here in a few minutes. No. On the Paulding County economic development side of things, the importance to sports and the economy, how much have you seen with the football team being really good and the athletic programs on the rise? How does that go hand in hand with each other?
Oh, Pete, it is incredible what sports does for our Northwest Ohio communities. We always take pride in our students and our, you know, our kids and our students. And what a blessing it is to have a nice run like this for our kids. And it just puts an extra spring in everybody's step. Everybody's got a smile on their face after a big game. And it just it encourages people to spend in the economy. And it all just grows hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And especially in a place like Paulding, in a very busy time right now, you add a really good football team onto the layer of everything else that you guys have going on. It makes for a really booming place. And so what's new on the Paulding County economic development side of things for you?
Well, staying to the related to sports, Pete, as I like to do with you, you know, not only is this team doing great, but they also, everybody supports our teams regardless of what the record is. We've had great cross-country seasons. We've had great golf seasons. We've had a great football season. And it depends on which school you're at, who's doing the great thing at the time. But in the mix, you know, Paulding County always is at the top and challenging for the best things around. You do look beyond these, you know, the high school kids over at the MAC gym. They've got 65 teams coming through there this year.
Wow.
In volleyball. And so every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., There are four teams in there on two courts, and you cannot believe how much bustle and excitement goes on in the community of Antwerp on those mornings. And then you throw in some events of cross country over at Welcome Park in Grover Hill and Riverside Park in Antwerp, and you have the football team at Balding, and man, it just really bolsters everything we have going on and really builds on the Balding County Strong mantra.
Wow, that's really cool you say that about the Mac Gym, because I had caught up with them, I want to say, maybe 2 years ago, and had a few people on this show from the Mac Gym, and I know they are really starting to build momentum with their volleyball program. So that's really cool.
I had a referee that was over from Putnam County come to me several years ago, but she came and she said, you know, with all of the Catholic youth leagues and all the things that go on in the Lima area and everything that takes place for younger kids in YMCAs in Northwest Ohio, our region and our county was kind of falling behind in some of those youth sport things. And with the Smack Gym and bringing in teams from all over the region and giving our students the opportunity to play at a lower level, it has leveled the playing field is now equal. And so we may not win everything all the time, but at least we compete at a higher level. And what a blessing to have that Mac Gym and the Whitmans keeping that going to make those opportunities happen.
Absolutely. And I'm even thinking of places like Hybrid Performance, you know, from the golf side of things. Now you're bringing up all the fall sports. There's some extremely low scores on the golf course in Paulding County this year. And again, there's a new golf simulator, I want to say, out in Antwerp that was put in a few years ago. And that helps with golf and off-season practice.
Oh, what Garrett's doing for our community and bringing the people into Hybrid Athletics there is he's just building athletes. And then you take the opportunities that we have over at Pleasant Valley Golf Course and Auglaize Golf Course and Ponder River, where these golf courses are allowing these kids to play all summer for free because they know it's building their future customers. And then the simulator in the winter, where they're offering opportunities for these students to continue their trade right through the winter, it all just adds up to good stuff, Pete.
Yeah, really exciting time. And again, you layer the football team on all that. And let's talk the business side. I know we talked a little bit about it, but what have you seen growth-wise? We mentioned, you know, Hybrid Performance and a few of these other places, but is it continuing to grow out there like you expected?
It took a long time to build up a mantra of Paulding County Strong.
Yeah.
And we've started to believe in ourselves for that. And now that we believe it and we're, you know, permeating that out into surrounding counties and places, we're now getting phone calls and getting inquiries about, hey, how are you doing those kind of great things, see these things grow? So, you know, with Garrett being able to expand his business with all the good stuff that's going on in downtown Antwerp to the investment that the Cook brothers are putting in there, Grover Hill has seen a great transformation over there. Payne has focused on infrastructure and what they're doing with sidewalks and waterline replacements and the things taking place there, holding the same. It's at Wayne Street, it now has a new waterline. We've gotten new highways. We've gotten a lot of investment from the county on county roads and intersections that have been kind of a struggle in the past. So, again, the snowball is rolling downhill, Pete. We've got our banquet coming up November 18th, and then that's a tribute to all the business and industry and a celebration of the year in review, what we saw happen, what we see coming up, and we're excited about that and people knowing about that opportunity. They just need to reach out to us at the office if they would like to attend and be a part of that. But then as we turn the page here, and I'm hoping that we're going to see a deep run in the football season, but as that transpires, here we go right into basketball season.
Right.
And, you know, that's going to be bringing in people again to our county and from other places. And they're going to get to see some of the great things that we have going on in all our communities.
What's one thing you'd like people to know about your mission over at Paulding County Economic Development?
I think that we've made a true guided effort in our business advisory council, Pete, that is our businesses sitting down with our educators, and we're heavily involving our students in the future of the county. So with Antwerp, they've got the Aquaponics and Innovation Center. Wayne Trace is doing incredible things with their grant that they received to build on for innovation there. And as always, Paulding and Stacy Miller there has taken that FFA program and continues to be a gold level rated FFA program in the nation. Our investment into our youth is really paying dividends in seeing our population not decline, but not seeing even and even starting to climb a little bit. And as we see all the people retiring here soon, we're going to need those students to be filling in not only the general labor jobs to begin, but there's going to be a lot of white collar jobs and skilled labor jobs that we're going to need to keep working on.
Absolutely. It's great to hear that, because I know every time we've talked, you've really emphasized getting the youth, you know, in Paulding County involved, especially educationally and especially working. So great to hear that, Tim. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time today. Very much appreciate it. Catching up is always a blast. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this football team closes out the year. And you're right, basketball season, oh my gosh, just a few weeks away.
I know it. Well, look, before we go, Pete, let's give a great big shout out to all of our athletic directors, Drew Aldemus over there at Antwerp, Kristen Stabler there at Wayne Trace, and Andy Mead there at Paulding. I know they get the phone calls every time that the toilets don't flush or the sinks don't work or the waste baskets are full. But you know what? They do some great, tremendous things in the background that keeps the sports going at each of our county schools, and they deserve all the kudos they can get, because it's all of them that help keep us in the sports world going Paulding County strong.
Absolutely. And just to add on that, the officials, thank you officials too. Couldn't do what we do without you guys.
I did it there for 34 years in basketball and 29 in baseball, and I have my heart with them guys every night.
Well, Tim, thanks so much again. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to catching up soon.
Yep. Looking forward to seeing you soon, Pete. Thank you.
This has been Tim Copsey of Paulding County Economic Development, and we are talking some football right after this. We'll tell you about how the Paulding Panthers did last night right here on My102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports, chatting some football. Time to dive into the Friday Night Lights from one evening ago. We've already talked a lot of football this morning already with our two guests. One assistant coach from the Paulding Panthers football program, he was Peyton Beckman. And our second guest, who we just got off the horn with, Tim Copsey, one of our great sponsors here on My Sports, Paulding County Economic Development, talked all things Paulding business as well as some Paulding athletics. So let's dive deep into the scoreboard from last night. Let's start Ayersville and Antwerp. This was a battle till the very end. Coach Hale's squad giving it everything they gotten. This is a very much improved Antwerp Archer program over the last few years. Coach Hale has just done a great job with this group, but they did fall to Ayersville 20-15 in a heartbreaker at home. I was at Fairview and Wayne Trace, and let me tell you, the final was 37-7, but the red, white, and blue played their hearts out, at least in that first half. It was a 9-7 score at the break, and then Fairview, unanswered points. The story of the second half just poured it on, and really the momentum changed. Fairview kicked a field goal with 0.2 seconds left to go before the halftime break. Wayne Trace was up 7-6, but with 0.2 seconds left, Fairview able to knock the field goal through. 9-7 your score at the halftime break, and then again the second half, the difference in this one. We'll dive into those stats a little bit deeper here shortly. Edgerton all over Hicksville, 35-12. Then Paulding routes to Nora. What a statement win by the Paulding Panthers on the road in hostile territory. They get it done 36-10. And with the win, Paulding improves to 9-0, but more importantly, they have officially secured themselves a Green Meadows Conference Championship. Officially, at least a part of it, they have the chance to take the whole thing home with them against Antwerp next week. Panthers 9-0, again, a chance to take it all and have that GMC crown all to themselves. You heard Peyton Beckman talk about it earlier. If you missed that conversation, of course, go back and take a listen to it. You'll want to listen to all the coverage this Paulding football team has gotten this year. It's a program that's been built by Coach Menzie, and he's just done a heck of a job. So still some football to be played. You never know with rivalry matchups, Paulding and Antwerp. That should be a fun one next week, but let's dive deep into some of the stats from this past week. We'll start with the game where I was at, and that was Wayne Trace against Fairview. I know I touched on it a little bit, but yeah, 9-7 score at the halftime break, and then 5 unanswered scores by Fairview, the difference in this one. But Wayne Trace and the defense played really hard to keep this one close in the first half. Your final numbers, first downs in favor of the Apaches, 21-12. On the ground, Fairview, 24 of 121. For Wayne Trace, 27 for 73. Raiders just couldn't get that ground game going. They did throw for 131 yards, but Zedike, man, he is good for those Apaches. 304 yards of passing offense for Fairview to total 425 total yards. Again, Zedike, 23 of 35. 5 penalties for 30 yards for Fairview and 5 for 40 for Wayne Trace. A couple turnovers as well for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Didn't help the cause, but on the ground, Will Zedike, 11 for 75. Gavin Garza, 2 for 17 for Wayne Trace. Moorhead and Bomley just couldn't get it going. 13 carries, 45 yards for Reese Moorhead. Carter Bomley, 8 carries, 23 yards. Through the air, Zedike, 22 of 34 for 308. Reese Moorhead, 16 of 23 for 125. And I'll tell you what, the sophomore plays a lot bigger than just a 5'9 sophomore. That is for sure. Receiving, Lance Whitman, 6 for 27. Zach Stoller, 4 for 50. Gavin Meade, he was real good for those Apaches. 8 for 82. And Loden Olinger, 6 for 82 on the night. Your score by quarter, like I mentioned a few times, 7-6 after 1, after 2, 9-7. 28-point third quarter, the difference in this one. 37-7, your final as Fairview knocks off Wayne Trace, and they will be heading to the playoffs. Now, we just have to figure out who's getting byes, who's not getting byes, what the final points rankings are. I still don't understand how some of this works. I get it. It's the points. Oh, it's the point system. But I had read that Fairview was ahead of Paulding because of points when Paulding had already beat them already this year. I digress. I think some things need fixed, but who am I to say? Anyway, awesome night of high school football last night. Week number 9 is in the books. Week number 10 should be a lot of fun, and I hope we get some home games, and maybe MySports.live will pick some up. Can't promise anything there, but it's been such a fun year for Paulding County football. So, Raiders drop, Archers drop, Paulding wins, they guarantee a share of the GMC crown. We'll figure out if they take it all by themselves next week as they play the Antwerp Archers. All right, that will do it for our football segments. We've talked to both of our guests today. We have talked to Peyton Beckman, an assistant for this Paulding Panthers program. We talked to Tim Copsey from Paulding County Economic Development. So now it is time to chat a little bit of tournament volleyball before we put a lid on this one with our MySports.live slate of games, and of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Little bit of a hint, this came from a few weeks ago, but that's okay. We can bend the rules every now and again. This is My Sports, and it continues next. You're listening to My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back here on My Sports Short Volleyball segment today. We had tournament action from this past week. Let's look at the overall standings, of course. Tenora, they were undefeated in league play this year, 7-0, 21-2 overall. Fairview, 6-1, 20-3. Paulding, 4-3, 17-6 overall. Nice year for the Panthers. Ayersville, 4-3, 14-9 overall. Wayne Trace, 4-3, 11-12 after a rocky start. Red, White, and Blue got it together. Edgerton, 2-5, 13-10. Hicksville, 1-6, 4-19. Antwerp, 0-7. 4-19 on the year. So that's a look at the final GMC standings. I mentioned there was tournament action from this past week. Let's look at the entire scoreboard in the GMC from Thursday. Tenora over Montpelier. That was straight sets. Liberty Benton, they took down Paulding. That was in straight sets and a good battle by the Panthers, 25-16, 25-15, 25-18. Liberty Benton, always a really good squad. Fairview over Ottawa Hills in Toledo, 25-13, 25-22, 25-19. Marion Local, they get Wayne Trace, 25-22, 25-12, 25-21. And then Liberty Center, 25-23, 25-14, 25-15 over Hicksville. So that's going to do it for volleyball season for us. I'm excited to announce the all-GMC teams. Those names will be coming out here in just a little bit, but it really has been a fun season for volleyball. Paulding, again, putting together a pretty nice year. Wayne Trace, they struggled at the beginning of the year, really turned it on in that second half. And Antwerp, boy, those ladies battled night in and night out. The GMC champion, as I mentioned from this year, undefeated in conference play. Tenora, the Rams bring it each and every year on the volleyball court, and they got it done this year. So I know, quick volleyball segment. Once again, congratulations if you're a senior on a great 4 years of playing volleyball. It really truly has been a pleasure to cover all of the Paulding County schools on the volleyball court. And I can speak from experience here that the GMC and volleyball out in Paulding County, it really does hold up to its standard around anywhere else in the state. A lot of talent, and it's going to be fun to see how that talent grows as we move on. All right, well, we talked to our guests today, Tim Copsey and, of course, Peyton Beckman. We chatted all things football from last night. Time to put a lid on this one with our MySports.live slate of games. And, of course, the best thing that I saw in sports this past week. I'll give you a hint. It's actually from a few weeks ago. I'm cheating on this one, but that's okay. Plenty more My Sports coming up next right here on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on My Sports, wrapping this one up, tying a few loose ends together. We'll start with some thank yous, and we'll start with our guests today. Two of them, Peyton Beckman, assistant coach for the Paulding Panthers. Peyton, thank you so much for the time and the insight into the Paulding football program. Really appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way to you guys. We're all pulling for you. And, of course, our second guest today, Tim Copsey of Paulding County Economic Development. Once again, thank you so much, Tim, for taking some time out of your busy schedule and spending it with us this morning here on My Sports. All right, I can't believe we're already in week number 10 of high school football. I can't believe it. Of course, from last night, if you missed the Wayne Trace and Fairview game or the Antwerp and Ayersville game, they're on the MySports.live website. Go on, check it out for on-demand access. Two great games from last night. And folks, we only have one football game coming up on the MySports.live airwaves next week, and that is Paulding against Antwerp at Paulding, and that is with Brady Stabler and Scoop Miller. So that is the only game on the MySports.live airwaves, but it's been a great season of football so far. Can't wait to see how it all plays out in the GMC. We're getting a better picture right now, but it's going to be a really fun end to this football season. And I'm excited to see who all gets in the playoffs too. Some teams still fighting for some points, still fighting for some of those secondary points, but it's been a great year so far. I can't wait to see how it all ends. All right. That's a look at our MySports.live slate of games. Only one for next week. But don't worry, guys. I know there's going to be a whole fall schedule. We'll get to that all coming up here in future weeks. Basketball on the horizon. Boy, it just goes so fast, doesn't it? Not looking forward to winter yet. Still need to hold on to some fall. Halloween coming up here in a few weeks. Anyways, let's get to the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. And admittedly here, I'm going back a few weeks on this one. But with hockey season starting up, I know a lot of the attention is around football, but I'm a big hockey fan. Always have been. And the best thing that I saw in sports all week comes from actually a few weeks ago. But longtime Pittsburgh Penguin Marc-Andre Fleury, a few years ago, he got traded, made his way around the league a little bit, but the Pittsburgh Penguins signed him for a preseason game, a contract, just so he could retire a Pittsburgh Penguin. Really cool stuff, and an extremely classy guy from everything that I have heard. And that's the way to do it if you're an organization. I'm not a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, but really classy of them to bring Marc-Andre Fleury, a guy who meant so much to that team for so many years, picked up so many victories. They have him back to retire a Pittsburgh Penguin. So that is the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. And guys, it's a great time. I mean, we have football, NFL is in full swing. High school, we're about to enter week number 10. We have hockey, we're wrapping up baseball. It is a great time for sports in general and a great time for sports in Paulding County. All right, well, that will do it for us today. We talked to our guest today. Once again, Peyton Beckman, assistant coach for the Paulding Panthers, and Tim Copsey, one of our great sponsors at Paulding County Economic Development. And I haven't yet to thank those sponsors. Before we get out of here, a big thank you to the athletic boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp. Williamson Crop Insurance, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without you guys, I wouldn't be here doing this. I really appreciate your support, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you, not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of iSports. And I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, right here for the My1027 WMYW Studios. Until then, Paulding, have a great week, and you take care.
MySports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.